This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Ag technology's advanced at an astonishing pace, transforming how we work the land into ways my grandfather could never have imagined. He was the last in our family to plow fields with horses and eventually trading reins for the steering wheel of a tractor, which was a leap forward in its own right. Today, that same evolution continues as we now look towards autonomous tractors that navigate the fields and perform tasks, reshaping the future of farming once again. And John Deere is pushing that advancement forward, and we'll hear from them next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
John Deere continues to develop its autonomous technology, aiming to make farming more efficient and less labor-intensive. A key part of that lies in the improving of the systems that allow tractors to see and respond to their environment. Michael Porter of John Deere gives us an update on where it all starts, inside the cab, with the cameras and sensors that serve as the machine's eyes.
So we're really excited today to actually introduce our new camera system. So previously, customers may have seen one that was mounted on the front weight bracket of our tractors at previous shows. Now what we're talking about is our new camera system that integrates right into the cab line. So this is our new camera system that we're going to bring to market this year. Allows customers to go to a field with the autonomous tillage tool, go ahead, get out of the cab, and let the tractor take over and go and actually till that field while you go and do something else.
Porter notes that one of the more exciting developments is the ability to retrofit autonomous technology onto existing tractor models. Farmers are not going to have to invest in new tractors to benefit from the latest advancements. Instead, older machines can be upgraded, making the transition to autonomy more accessible and more cost-effective.
What we're really excited about with this technology is it's not just something that a customer has to put on a brand new tractor. We're able to take this back to much older equipment, retrofit it onto those machines, and enable the customers really, no matter where they are in the technology adoption cycle and new tractor, older tractor, to enable autonomous tillage on their farm. So really excited to showcase that retrofitability as well as the ability for the system, for the customers to go do something else, right? Bring it to the field, start it, go run the planter, go run the combine, go haul grain, go to a football game, whatever it may be.
In the past, head rows or end rows were also a sticking point for autonomy. Porter talks about how John Deere's overcome this.
So I think a big part of it is the path planning side of things. You know, another big part is mapping and some of the pre-work that goes in the field. This isn't necessarily something a customer who's never had, you know, been in the field can take to and run. We do have a little bit of pre-work with mapping of the field. So customers, as they've gone and we've increased our signal accuracy and they're mapping those obstacles in the field, we've seen the performance of the system really drive up as customers realize what it takes to enable autonomy. You know, they need to be able to map those fields, map those obstacles and those waterways, and we see the success of the system really improve.
Porter highlights the recent upgrades to obstacle detection, which now keeps you even more in control of what the tractor does and keeping things safer.
It detects something, it stops very, very quickly, sends an alert to your phone, and basically says, hey, I've detected a person, a car, an obstacle I don't know. I need your help. And so then it'll pop up and allow you to actually look at that camera and say, you're good to go over it or route around it. But if it detected you or me standing in front of it, that's not an option. It's saying you got to come out before we can go ahead and restart.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.